Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I just was transferred. I had this saw this morning at 8:29 a charge of $39.99 to my Cash App account from this website, MuscleUpNow.com. I just spoke with a lady, and she said that apparently some payment was made on March 29th for an iPhone. This charge was no idea about. I didn't make this sweepstakes purchase in March, so I'm just trying to get this.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Can I get your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. First name is Keyna, Keyna. Last name is Skinner, two N's. March 29th.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Mailing address is 44NFIELD Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7. March 29th.
Yes, so I do see where there was a entry that was done for the iPhone, and you said you don't recall entering that contest for the $7.95.
Yeah, she told me that. Because I definitely didn't make that charge. I have an Android phone. It's a new phone. I definitely don't need an iPhone. Where that charge came from? Well, I didn't make it, and I've already just $99 charge with the Cash App support.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, you're going in and out, so I'm kind of catching every other word. You said you've already disputed the $7.95 charge.
Well, I was totally unaware of that. The $39.99 charge this morning, I disputed with support from Cash App. I did the claim and everything like that, but I was totally unaware. The actions on my Cash App to actually, if that shows up for a sweepstakes for an iPhone, especially if it was going to charge me $40.
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with the email address keynalee6 at gmail.com?
That's my.
I'm sorry, you went out again. You said yes, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, that's my email.
Yes, sir, as well as the phone number 240-432-0743.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So it looks like that contest was entered underneath that email address as well as that phone number. We can cancel this account for any future billings, but because the charge has already been disputed, you would have to call back with your finance institution before we can issue any kind of refund.
Okay, so once they dispute the claim, I have to call you.
So because you've already disputed the charge for the $39.99, you would have to call back with your finance institution on the line. And then we can issue a refund
Okay.
for that charge.
Oh, okay. 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 Well, I guess now I just have to wait for them or you guys back once that.
Caller, are you there?
I'm sorry, just making sure I'm clear that once Cash App support team, does that and finalizes that, then I give you guys call back
No, sir. I
after
mean,
that.
you would have to call back before they file the dispute because the dispute would put the account into a chargeback.
You said call you guys back?
Yes, like have your finance it like the dispute customer service or not dispute the you said you filed it with Cash App.
Yeah.
So you would just have to have like a representative from Cash App on the line and we can issue a refund. But we would have to do it before the dispute is filed because the dispute could put the account into a chargeback.
Okay. I think I understand
So basically, you could just let your like Cash App representative know, like the customer support for Cash App, let them know that we can issue a refund for the charge, but in order to avoid the chargeback, you would have to have like a representative on the line.
Okay, basically have a representative from them
Yes, sir.
contact you guys.
Yes, sir. Or you can initiate like a
Okay.
conference call.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and send the message saying that. Okay. Okay, all right. Well, I do appreciate this bit of clarity and your help in clearing this matter up.
Yes, sir.
I will definitely be giving you guys a call back when, as soon as possible, I guess, whenever I can.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.